The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Tractor Supply trusts 5G solutions from T-Mobile. Together, we're connecting over 2,200 stores with 5G business internet, empowering AI so team members can match shoppers with the products they need faster. This is enriching customer experience. This is Tractor Supply with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
This is Movers and Shakers, where we interview the upcoming generation of Make It Happen multifamily investors to share their story.
Welcome to the Movers and Shakers podcast. My name is Gino Barbaro, co-founder of Jake and Gino, multifamily investor, educator, father, mentor, and I'm joined by my co-host, Joshua Ryan Rusin, the community director of Jake and Gino. Josh, how are you doing today, bro?
Gino, I feel like you're a little sped up, man. That was the fastest I've ever heard you read that intro. But myself, I'm doing well, man. Reflecting on how this year went, setting my goals for 2022, and more than just setting them, getting clear on how I'm going to accomplish them, breaking down to bite-sized steps, and honestly creating excitement about where I want to take my life and how I want to continue to evolve and grow. So that's what's going on in my world. Gino, how about you?
Josh, I'm just pumped today. You know why? Because Santa came and hooked me up this year. I'm wearing my secret Santa shirt given by Joshua Rusin, man. Grown. I mean, listen, I'm glad I lost weight because this shirt is so tight. You can see my home. My wife was looking at me going, hey, you look good. So Josh, thanks, bro. The only downside, don't let Josh Rusin gift wrap your stuff. I got it in an Amazon box with some duct tape and everything. I'm like, what the hell did this guy give me? I opened the box up and it's like, woo, he got me some nice shirts. He got me an automatic bag there. So dude, great job. That's why I'm pumped. It's the end of the year. We've got a Jake and Gino student on here who joined a couple of years ago in the California market. We're going to dive into his story, but it's exciting because he's talking about how awesome the community is, how it's a go-giver community, how it's about education, but it's about action as well. Moving from California into the Texas market, taking massive action. Why wouldn't I be excited, bro?
So, all right, without further ado, I want to introduce today's guest on the show. Today, we have Nick DeLeon. Nick has 20 years experience and fell in love with the real estate business while building IT systems for one of the largest real estate owners in the world, TIAA/Nuvian. He now leads all aspects of Leon Real Estate Partners, which is focused exclusively on multifamily, with 5 GP deals closed this year, bringing their total to over 700 doors. Wow. Welcome to the show, Nick.
Thank you, guys. Pumped to be here.
Wow. So, good. Nick, Josh usually asks the first question. But I'm going to jump in here right now. You said you had a lot of experience in real estate. What problems were you experiencing before joining Jake and Gino?
Well, I would say my background is mostly operations and asset management. Mm. So I think the biggest thing that I learned through the community, just kind of learning wise, was how to acquire properties and kind of learning the underwriting process. Mm-hmm. Bill Hamm, master coach, you know, kick butt coach, you know, helping really kind of underwrite properties and kind of understand that process. Mm-hmm. But, you know, from a community perspective, you know, we were talking about it before, Josh and Gino, you guys do such a great job at vetting, trying to vet good people into the community. Mm-hmm. And that is like super important when you're working on deals and building trust. Mm-hmm. My wife would always ask me if we're going to invest in a deal, is that person a Jake and Gino person? It's the first question she asked because she knows that you guys do a really good job and put a lot of effort into vetting people into the community. So the network within the community has been so amazing and everyone is so helpful. Everyone kind of has a go-giver, like you said, mentality, not looking for anything in return, just giving and, you know, just giving for the sake of giving.
And Nick, I'm sure that in your operations, as you're growing, I want you to focus on your core values. For everybody listening on the podcast right now, we're all out there trying to become multifamily entrepreneurs. We want to become entrepreneurs. And the first thing you need to do is to cultivate the culture in your organization. That starts at the top, but you need to flesh out your core values, make it happen. People first, extreme ownership, unwavering ethics, growth mindset. Those are our five. Go out there and select what your core values are and live to those core values. Don't make them just a marketing gimmick. You know, like Nick says, we really want to bring people that we can help. We employ the same side selling technique because we want people in this community that have the ability to do it. We'll put the hard work in and are not here to get rich in a year or two. They know it's a 3 to 5 year process where once the snowball starts working, it's an amazing process and we love the whole thing. Nick, let me ask you this question. When you told your family you're going into real estate full time, what was the response from them?
don't do it. you need to get a W-2 job, you know, like, you know, I've been in the W-2 world for many, many years, kind of took that safe stance. And, you know, I was through basically two layoffs. You know, I worked for Nuveen. I worked there for 15 years, got laid off. And then shortly after that, I found a really great job in San Francisco, heading up asset management for a value add industrial shop. And then after 2 years, we decided to part ways. And that's when I started looking for, you know, the podcast, found your podcast that related to you guys. I'm Italian from New York. You guys are Italian from New York, really down to earth, like me. So I connected with you guys. And that's where I kind of was like, hey, look, let's do this. Let's do this on the side. Let's move. I lived in California. Let's move to Texas. It's a more landlord friendly state, and start this business on the side. And then COVID hit. We moved right before COVID hit. And I talked to my wife. I said, you know what? I think we should try to do this thing 100%. You know, just focus on multifamily 100%. It's hard to find a W-2 job right now. And just kind of let's go all in. Mm-hmm. And throughout that year in 2020, my wife kind of kept kicking me like, when are you guys going to get a deal? Mm-hmm. Come on. It's been 6 months. It's been 9 months. Like, you guys need to get a deal. You might have to go back to a W-2 job. But we just kind of took short little actions every single day and made progress every single day. And it wasn't really till 2021 till we got our first deal that we'll talk about. But it took about a year through COVID to kind of, you know, build that momentum.
And let's talk about that get there itis. I love that you didn't pull the trigger. You didn't buy a bad deal. I'm sure Bill Hamm is in your ear saying, don't pencil whip this deal. No deal is better than a bad deal. You know, speak to the listeners right now. What kept you going? What kept you saying to yourself, I don't want to go back to W-2 and feel comfortable. I want to continue down this road.
I mean, the main thing was I needed like two punches in the gut. I needed those kind of, you know, layoffs from those two companies. You know, the W-2 jobs, always thought about starting up my own business, always thought about doing it myself, but it was very safe, quote unquote, you think you're safe with the W-2. I kept pushing. I'm like, I can't go back to that. The time freedom that I got to spend with my family through COVID, the flexibility in the schedule, the fact that you can kind of decide like what markets you want to be in, kind of make all your own decisions, and you're not kind of, you know, subservient to someone else, just allow me to keep pushing.
So before we get into the deal, what is your recommendation or advice for any of the listeners out there that are in a similar situation as you? They don't like their W-2. They just feel like they're stuck in a rat race. I've been there with the restaurant. What would you say to them? What are the first couple of steps that they need to do? Because it is a long game. It took me a few years to actually figure out, find a community, get education, then start taking action. What would you tell the listeners? These are the first few things that you need to start doing.
Yeah, no, I would definitely think joining a community like Jake and Gino or something similar is super, super important. Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned, I have good amount of real estate experience, previous real estate experience, but there's no way we'd be able to move the needle with the business as fast as we did without the community, the network, you know, the learning, the, you know, the in-person meetups, right? And that's where you really network. You know, my one partner in Charlotte met him, did a bunch of deals with him through an Atlanta event right before COVID hit. So, yeah, the main thing is, you know, it can be expensive. It can be a little, you know, scary, like, oh, I'm spending this money, but it's an investment in yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not an expense. And it paid dividends many times over the cost of the program, just through the networking, the education, so many different things. It's well worth it. My wife and I talk about it all the time, how it's really, really paid off.
So Nick, just take a little deep dive back into 2020, where your life was there. Can you describe to the listeners how your life has radically changed since leaving the W-2 and doing this full time?
Yeah, I mean, the W-2, I mean, everyone's, you know, the rat race, right? Kind of going through that whole process. Now, you know, the time flexibility and kind of the empowerment that you have when you run your own business is just amazing. And the mindset, really, that's the biggest thing, and you kind of get from the podcast and from the community. Most people in this space have an abundance mindset. Mm-hmm. You know, when you come from the W-2 world, you worry about other people taking your ideas and you're presenting your idea to your boss, and it's so cutthroat. And within this community, you know, I run a multifamily meetup here, Dallas Multifamily and More, and they're part of other communities, like different groups, but everyone is just so giving of their time. And it's just a different mindset. It was really eye-opening, the the mindset, how different it is, the abundance mindset. I never really encountered it in the W-2 world. And that's what was most eye-opening. It's focusing on the positive and not the negative.
So everybody out there, once again, I'm going to say it because he said it real quick. Dallas Multifamily and More. If you're looking for a meetup in Dallas to start your adventure, to find out more about deals, to how to underwrite deals, to network, check it out. Dallas Multifamily and More. Let's talk about the deal you wanted to discuss, the Waco deal. How did you guys find the deal? What was enticing about the deal? And, you know, what are the, we'll go into the value adds, your exit strategy.
Yeah. So this deal is an amazing deal. I mean, it could be like, you know, once in a lifetime deal. Mm-hmm. The returns are really, really good. So basically it's a 120 unit multifamily deal in Waco, Texas. Mm-hmm. We found it on market through a broker. Built a broker relationship with a property that we were looking at in Garland, Texas, which is in the DFW area. Mm-hmm. He liked how we transacted. A few people on our team have institutional real estate experience, so they like that. And they actually showed us the deal, even though it was fully marketed. They were the first one to underwrite the deal, mm-hmm. first one to tour the deal. And I actually, when I went to go tour the property, I was the first one to kind of make an offer on the property. Because we didn't have a track record for closing deals with them, they still fully marketed the deal, but we ended up winning the deal.
Wow.
So we acquired it in September of 2021. We started looking at the property in probably February of this year. So it took a long time as a loan assumption. Mm-hmm. It takes a huge amount of time. Mm-hmm. And from a sizing perspective, the debt size was a little bit smaller for the lender. So they kind of pushed us to the bottom of the list. Mm-hmm. But it gave us more time to raise equity for the deal because we syndicated the deal. The unit mix was pretty good. It was about 35% one bedrooms and the rest were either two or three bedrooms.
Excellent.
So that's good. The floor sizes were bigger. So there's more family. There's less turnover. And what we really liked about the deal is that a previous syndicator owned the deal before the previous owner is a big education group here in Dallas. He was part of that group. He renovated most of the units. He renovated most of the property. So it wasn't really a deep value add play. It was a management play. There was a California owner. They only visited the property once. They never protested taxes. So it was really just a play to increase rents and reduce expenses. And that's what we liked about the deal. It's just less risk. I mean, this is one of the things that Bill Hamm looked at through COVID, like, you know, really just don't bank on increasing rents, mm-hmm. really look for a management play, reducing expenses.
It's excellent. So it's valuation over operation, not just renovation. It's really important, everybody write that down, because you're looking for those management plays. If you're looking at an out-of-state owner who has a property, who's not managing it properly, you drop those expenses, your NOI is going to go up. There's so many questions I have on this deal. Now, when you took this deal down, what is your family saying to you now? Basically, I mean, now they're saying to you, oh, Nick, you're lucky. You got out of California. You got lucky doing that. Like, walk us through that, how that makes you feel. I see the smile on your face because we've all been through it. All of us that have been through exactly what you've been through. Now you're Nick, the lucky dude, correct?
Well, my wife is a very direct New Yorker, very blunt, sometimes hits you in the face with the truth and it hurts.
She's awesome, in other words. The kind of person you want to hang around with, you know what I'm saying? Yes. No dilly-dally, just tell me like it is, you know?
So she was just like, finally, you have a deal. Like, finally, you've been working so hard. I mean, she patted me on the back, but it was like, you know, it was really good to see this happen, but finally, like, you have this deal. It looks like there's momentum building, you know, in this business. You know, we had one property, you know, through the Jake and Gino community, a partner with someone on a Virginia deal that we closed, someone in the community in Charlotte that we partnered on a deal. So there are a few deals that we closed together and I played different roles on those deals, but this particular deal where we're kind of, you know, the main GP, you know, with three other partners.
So I love the progression, though, but it's great about it. You start out, you get your feet wet. You may not take down your own deal on the first one. You may partner up with other people. And that's the experience. That's why the guidelines, why the timeline, it takes a little bit longer. But then all of a sudden you have the momentum. The snowball starts to grow. And all of a sudden you go out and look at a property in Garland, Texas. The broker likes you. The broker sees how you've done business. And that's why it's a long game. That's why most people aren't successful in life. It's patience, persistence, and willing to walk away. But you had the persistence. Nick, talk to me about that, because you're looking at the deal in February and you're really jonesing for it. We have the get-there-itis. I want to get this deal.
and you close in September. You're looking at a deal in the winter and you close in the fall. That's a long time frame. How did you stay in on that deal? How did you just not quit and not give up on that deal?
Well, one of the main things was the fact that the returns were going in, the returns were pretty good, but the returns got better over time. This is one of the deals, as we dug in more and the more we found out about it, the better the deal got. Mm-hmm. So, you know, picture this, here's the story. So we had in Texas, you basically need to have hard money day one, like upon contract execution, you have hard money day one. So we had an early inspection period. We went through the process, basically got all of our physical due diligence done before that money went hard. We went through that process, everything looked good. And then we wired our hard money, $100,000, we wired the hard money. And then we asked the broker for updated financials. So we get the financials back and the expenses go up by $60,000. So basically the price dropped, right? Like there should be like a price reduction and you never want to retrade, right? That's kind of like a bad word in real estate. But we looked at this, we said, this is probably a valid retrade. This is actually potentially fraud. Like we wired our money, you have our money. And now all of a sudden, like the expenses went up. What's going on here? So, you know, we got on the call with our property manager. We looked at those expenses. A lot of them were kind of Home Depot credit card expenses. And we knew based on our operational experience and through our property manager that we probably could operate the property at a certain level, expense level. So we knew a lot of those expenses probably weren't true expenses. So we were able to renegotiate, you know, kind of through my background and my last job, my W-2 job, I negotiated all the property sales, right? So I've been through these retrade processes before. We were able to negotiate almost a $300,000 price reduction through that process.
Wow.
So that just really juiced up the returns.
Yeah.
It allowed us to, you know, syndicate the deal and sell to investors. Like, look, we just got price reduction. Returns just got juiced up. That really was kind of the carrot. Like, wow, these returns are so good now because of this price reduction. You know, we just got to stick to it and follow through.
So Nick, now that you're looking at the deal, what last question before we go to the short answers, what's the exit strategy on this deal for you?
Yeah, so this was a loan assumption. You know, the price per door was really, really good going in because of the loan assumption, you know, which means there's a big prepayment penalty, yield maintenance. So, you know, the longer we hold on to the property, the more the yield maintenance goes down. So basically, we have a 5-year hold because we kind of can calculate what we think the yield maintenance is going to be from today. We also have a supplemental that we're going to put on in year two, because we're going to add a ton of value just through the, you know, the management play.
Yes.
But that's basically the exit strategy. I mean, we have, you know, the per door is like 62 a door, and there's properties trading in Waco now for 90, 95 a door. It's like, it's insane.
That's awesome. Let's take a quick time out to hear from our sponsor.
Gino, I know a lot of our listeners are wanting to take their multifamily investing business to the next level. I know that you've been hard at work helping Jake and Gino students do just that using our framework. Can you explain to the listeners how they can get our help?
Guys, we've been hard at work growing our community of like-minded investors, and the results of our members has been nothing short of incredible. We're looking to grow this amazing group. What we're looking for is those who want to follow our proprietary framework that we've created. Buy right, manage right, and finance right. Leverage our connections, education, and mentorship as ways to take your business to the next level.
So if you're interested in finding out more about how you can become a part of our amazing community, apply to work with us at jakeandgino.com/apply.
All right, Nick, I got some short answer questions for you here. Look, you closed 5 deals, 700 units, 2021. What keys to success would you give the listeners on how they could create success similar to you?
I would say, Gino talked about it, taking small actions every single day consistently is super, super important, being consistent. So there's a guy named Art Williams, right? There's a video out there.
Awesome.
Art Williams, just do it, right? So I wake up every single day with my twin sons. They're 5 years old. We live with my mother-in-law, grandma, and my wife, and I high-five them, and we just say, just do it, do it, do it, do it, do it till it's done, because that consistency in pushing things forward is what wins championships, right? There was a study done, I think, in 2008 and 2009 of all the NBA teams, and the teams that high-fived won more games. So we do that every morning. And I think that's super, super important. Those micro actions every single day is the keys to success.
Love that.
That's huge. And you know, to piggyback on that, Art was like a high school football coach. He was a simple guy who just took massive action, and look at the success he created. Mm-hmm. So, all right, what about your best habit for success and why?
I would say something that I recently got into that's really critical with my twin boys. They're super high energy. I'm Italian, so I'm hot-headed. My wife is Korean. She's hot-headed. So we need to, and we're both A-types. So we need to stay calm. So I've been meditating every day. And most recently with the holidays, I kind of fell off a little bit, but I had a streak where I was meditating every single day for a month. And that just gives me so much peace and calm and kind of not reacting to the boys, not reacting to things that happen during work, and just staying calm. And that's been huge.
Yeah, that's key, right? Because you can't control what happens to you. You can only control how you react to it. So when you focus on that, you're in a stronger position. Well, guys, look, I think this has been a really great episode. And some of my takeaways are, is your net worth is your net worth. And the other thing is, education is an investment, right? You got to let the money go to create an ROI. It's not like it's consumerism. You're buying a product. You're investing in yourself and your future. So, Gino, what other takeaways you got to add to that?
Josh, if you give me just a minute or two to wrap this up, because the first thing I'll start out with is Nick's last name, De Leone. So De Leone in Italian means of the lion. So he actually had to act like a lion and take massive action. He was educated. He knew it, right? He got into the Jake and Gino community, but out with that massive action, leaving California and going to his market and finding out what his, you know, his true passion was and taking action. This, we're not speaking to Nick on the podcast right now. The other thing is staying in the game, being persistent, you know, joining. It took him a little while to get traction, but then once he started going out to the events and started meeting students and started networking and saying, how do I get into deals? How do I become more creative? Because most people join multifamily, they only think there's only one way to do it. I got to buy a triplex, I got to buy a 10 unit and then scale up. There are so many ways to do this business. Multifamily is a team sport, right? And obviously, you know why he's hot-headed. He's Italian. His last name is of lion. You put that together. And I can almost feel, I want everyone listening to this, put yourself in Nick's position, because I know a lot of us are there when people are telling you, hey, you know what? It's too risky. Stay at your W-2 job. Well, we've seen what that kind of advice has led us in the last 5 or 6 or 10 years. A W-2 job is just as risky as any other endeavor. The key to mitigating risk or limiting your downside risk is to educate yourself and to put yourself in a great community. And it's all about proximity. I mean, we didn't talk about Nick's amazing team that he's assembled, all the different partners that he's assembled. That's truly important. Having that proximity and coming out to these events is what's led to people's ultimate success. So I think that's another key factor, Josh, that we should take away. And ultimately, you know, I want Nick to share where people can get more of an idea of, you know, what he's doing, his whole entire portfolio. I wish we had more time to go through all of that. But that one deal, think about it, everybody. Every time you go on a property tour, every time you meet a broker, you're creating a relationship. It's all about those long-lasting relationships. That's why this business doesn't happen overnight. You've got to put some work and some time into it, but those dividends will ultimately pay off. Do as you say as you do. And once you're in this community of multifamily, it's not a huge community. People will come back to you and they will want to work with you.
Love it. Nick, how can the listeners get a hold of you?
Yeah, so you can check out our website. That's www.leonerepartners.com. Or you can email me directly at nick@leonerepartners.com. Feel free to reach out. I love being a go-giver. My wife sometimes beats me up saying I'm too nice and I help people too much. But I do. I tell the boys all the time, when you give, the universe gives. And when they take, the universe takes. And I truly believe that. And I love helping people. So feel free to reach out. I'd love to help anybody out here.
Everyone listen to this. Take that bit of advice. Go out and meet Nick at Dallas Multifamily and More at his meetup. Go out there. Go to his website. Check it out. Talk to his journey, because it's an incredible journey. I mean, basically 2 years ago, at a W-2, and within 24 months, he's doing this business full-time, and he's just scratching the surface of success. So it's really important. If you want to get started in this business and you don't know where to start, talk to somebody who's done it. Talk to somebody who's transitioned from a W-2, from a crazy market, and gone into a different market and is doing it full-time.
Dude, listen, Nick, I want to thank you for being an amazing guest on the show and sharing your story. Guys, listen, if you like the show, please leave us a review. And until next time, let's make it a Movers and Shakers week. See you, everybody.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, guys.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.